It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I'm going to start today with a sound bite, you know?
Let's call it quits because I've had enough. Thank you, darling. Have a good time.
Mr. President, let's please. I traveled all the way to Wisconsin.
I traveled all the way to Wisconsin. On and off in the rain, and I've given you enough time. You ought to straighten out your press because you know what?
Mr. President,
a country can never be great with a dishonest press.
We traveled all the way to Wisconsin for this interview.
He wasn't going to take any back talk. We're going to get into why Trump. And let me get this straight. All right. Trump was in Wisconsin for another reason. NBC asked for the interview. He granted them the interview. It was pouring down rain. They had all kinds of technical difficulties, but he sat through and waited for the technical difficulties. And then he gave her an hour of his time. And all she ended up doing was badgering him with questions about stuff that is 6 years old. And he's the one who's the bad guy for getting up and walking away. Oh, and then I love the different interpretations. He stormed off. He violently ended the birth. He didn't violently end. Anyway, we're going to get into all of that coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I'm Lee Matthews. Why did UConn's vice mayor resign over the weekend? Well, it had nothing to do with Meet the Press or Kristen What's-Her-Face, the reporter. What's her last name? So Welker. Yeah, Kristen Welker. Edmund is looking at limiting data centers. What do you think? California elections, kind of like what's my line? Everything's made up and votes don't matter. And this is another reason why we don't want this style election in Oklahoma. And there actually are some Democrat candidates that are running for the 5th Congressional District. We'll get into what they, who they are. And your calls, 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews. LMatthews at freedom969.com, the email address. And I'm on Facebook on X platform. Rowdy starting us off in Stroud today.
I'm actually heading towards Bristol to make my donation.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to start off on a controversy. I got a two-part question. One of them is the Graham Flatner, I believe his name, the main runner for Senate.
Yeah.
It has the Nazi type.
Got the Nazi tattoo and yeah. Evidently slapped some women around or what have you.
And the Democratic Party is trying to justify that, saying we're trying to get, you know, real men in here Okay. What's your take on that? Because I have no dog in this fight except just showing people how retarded the libtard party can be.
Yeah. Well, my take on that is that this, if this had been a Republican with that kind of record, he would be crucified by the
press. Crucified. Yeah. We'd have reporters asking questions. He'd get up and walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That was that. I had a question on that because I've been hearing that.
The argument seems to be, okay, well, what about the Democrats had this, the Me Too movement. What about the Me Too movement? And mysteriously, the Democrats are trying to bury that as much as they can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wanting to, you know, have you touch on that. And then my second question is, I get this call from some guy with a really deep voice saying, we're calling for the police force. And he's trying to, you know, get me to give him donations. If I send you an envelope, will you send me a one-time thing and all this? And I tell him, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Have you gotten that? You have any idea if that's real or if that's just another scam where they're trying to use the police force to gather more money?
I haven't received that, but I wouldn't answer anything like that. It seems to me that they would not be reaching out to you via phone if they were legitimate.
They did it years and years ago, and I shut them down by saying, you know, which I don't, but I say, I hate cops, and then they go away.
Well,
it would also depend on
what police force it is. I mean, you drive through a lot of counties.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I have kin folks that were police officers, and back in the years and years ago, my great-great-grandfather was U.S. Marshal.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, if it was known, if you were like kind of a B.A., they would give you guns and say, hey, can you be on the law enforcement officer instead? And he was U.S. Marshal. He was known to bring them back over the saddle.
Yeah.
But I have cousins that are chief police, stuff like that. But I do argue a lot of times about corrupt and in the police force and stuff like that. And people say, well, I don't accept all of them. You know me, I'm a rabbit hole. I go down the rabbit holes and I look up stuff. But they called me on this, and I told them to go away. And they kind of went away, and then they started today. And so I even called the number back, and it does. If someone answers, then when you say hello, then he flips over to that deep voice and says, oh, my dude, Roy's tough guy. And he starts to ask you for all this, you know, if you'll send him money. And I got a record button on my phone that most people don't know they have, that I record it. And once you start recording them, a lot of them go away.
Okay, that's
And so...
No, it seems to me if it would be a legitimate, it would say, "Hi, I'm so and so with the Fraternal Order of Police, or the Fraternal Order of Sheriff's Deputies, or with the so and so Sheriff's Department." I would stay away from something that's just a cold call, phone call like that.
Yeah, right now, like I said, I'm the most popular guy in the world. Between that, every political person's calling me up saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One of them tells me how bad this person is. The next one tells me how great they are. So I'm at a quandary.
Well.
So anyway, I just want to start that off today because I've been listening the last couple of days and I kept wanting to chime in. I thought,
Unless
it was
I haven't really talked about it because it's going on in Maine. I mean, it doesn't affect us. It doesn't matter. And once again, it shows the hypocrisy of the Democrat Party, the hypocrisy of the Liberal Party. And it also tells me they are still very, very divided as a party. Okay. If they're worried about Joe Lunchbox not listening to them because they have too many effeminate issues and effeminate representatives, well, they've already lost the battle because that used to be their bread and butter, was the blue-collar worker. And if they're trying to get it back with people like that guy, no.
I quit drinking Budweiser beer because, what was his name, Delaney or something like that?
Yeah.
I quit drinking Budweiser. But they're doing the same. People are doing just the opposite spectrum down, I think it's Florida, where they're putting a pro, just the opposite. You know, not a big manly guy, but a woman that has an Adam apple. So So I, you know, you just can't tell anymore. And anymore with AI, you can't tell even when I try. You know how many friends that I've known that are not friends, but actors and stuff that said they died. And I go, really? And then I go, look, well, they're not dead.
Yeah.
And I heard Caitlin Clark the other day, she was in hospital getting surgery. I just watched her play baseball. I mean, basketball.
Yeah.
So she's not in the hospital.
No. What you're seeing are recycled news stories. I always have to double check. Wait a minute. Didn't I read this somewhere else before? And I go back and find it and say, yeah, there. I read it, you know, 10 days ago. It's just some other news organization picking up a story, rerunning it, and recycling it to try to get more hits.
You know, I made a comment one time about you should have those fake calls coming in, terrorists, you know, from other companies, countries trying to scam your money. Calling a terrorist threat, we should go after those. But right now, I think they should address AI because AI puts out so much false information. And back when the past administration, if I said anything, you know, against COVID or anything against Obama, they would boom, they'd slam me and ban me. And I was banned. I was in Facebook jail so many times that I had a recidivism record. So I think they're going to have to eventually address that. You can't, because I actually see. I mean, I told you about those young girls that chased me. I'd actually seen movies. I thought, man, it's a good movie. I go, look, and it's not even a real movie. Concept cars. Not even real concept cars. How can they justify putting that fake information out there, making people believe it, and then it's not real when they used to police us so bad on true information that they didn't want their narrative.
Another thing has changed, Rowdy. Another thing has changed, and that is Trump is in office. And when Trump was running for office in 2024, one of the things he was promising to do was to make the internet, he was going to make it a utilitarian, meaning that it would be subject to FCC law and that the FCC laws would apply to all of the social media networks. And the social media networks did not want that. So Elon Musk got a hold of X and opened it up, and Zuckerberg has since been a lot less strict about what goes on Facebook because they don't want that. They don't want government regulation coming in.
Yeah, there's so much, Bill Gates dropping ticks on us and stuff like that.
Yeah.
are so much better. You're flat Earth, you know, never been to the moon, stuff like that. And you're sitting there going, really? And they should at least have a disclaimer.
Yeah.
You know, this is for entertainment purposes only, because Lee Matthews did not die today.
No. No, I did not. My show may have died today, but I didn't. So, Rowdy, thanks for the call. I got to run. Thank you for listening in Bristow, home of the Pirates, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Yeah, yeah. If the Democrat Party is going to people like this guy, Platel, with his Nazi tattoo, and oh, that was something I just did when I was young, and then they're using that old excuse, what happens in the past is irrelevant. I mean, and I want to know what their platform is. I'm not sure I need to know, you know, if you had a rough childhood or a rough time of something and you straightened yourself out, I'm good with that. But if you were a Nazi at one point and then all of a sudden you're not a Nazi at one point, that points to some lapse of judgment. It's the same reason I really fell out of favor with Bill Clinton, and really stopped listening to Bill Clinton, because if that was supposed to be regular and normal behavior from a president of the United States to make those kinds of lapses in judgment, well, for me, character was everything. Okay, the guy could have the best ideas in the world, but because he's a sleazeball, those ideas are a lot less good, if you ask me. 405-608-4377. You are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
My name's Christine. I'm calling from Stillwater.
All right, Christine. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, let's talk about Jake Merrick for a minute and he's getting, so little recognition or invitations to the debate stage.
I think the big problem there is how well he is showing up in polls. Now, I know you're going to say, wait a minute, he was in a poll on Friday where he was third. Well, it was a distant third. And some of these debate criteria are you have to score so much percentile of the poll before they will invite you to the debate.
Mm-hmm.
That will go to how the poll is taken and to whom we're polled.
Okay.
You see, if the poll was done online with a website that only a few people visit, it's not going to be a very accurate poll. If the poll was done statewide with some online, some telephone, some in person, well, that, now you're talking. Now you're talking real numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all I had to say. I just want to appreciate the letting me chime in on that.
Well, and that won't stop him from becoming a dark horse candidate. I mean, he could still pull it off. Because all the other members are going to do is talk about the same stuff.
Right.
And so far, a lot of it is not, I've not heard anything that's really making me go, yeah, that's my man.
Well, you know, when they did leave him out of one debate, I don't know which one it was exactly, he set up shop in the parking lot and did a live thing online and answered questions there. So, anyway... Well,
That's how he may outflank all of these guys and all their money.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Thank you, Lee. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, Christine. And again, as far as street buzz is concerned and social media buzz, America's leading everybody. Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews. Your calls. What do you think? 405-608-4377. Out here on the prairie, we're not train people. We're not airplane people. Some of us may be motorcycle people, but most of us are car people. We're going to get where we're going driving. It's Lee Matthews, and that's why you want to make sure the vehicle that you're in is the one that fits your needs and wants the best, and that you're taking care of it with someone who honors those wants and needs. And that can only happen from a locally owned and operated dealership like Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, family-oriented, while others are still succumbing to corporate policies that a lot of times are Bravo Sierra. Believe me, I've been through that. Well, Frontier Auto Group is still looking you in the eye, shaking you your hand, and dealing with you one-on-one, because you're a car person. Hey, they offer routine maintenance on fleet vehicles. They also offer free tire rotations and battery checks each and every time you go in. If they don't have the model car features you want, well, they can get it within 24 hours. That's the beautiful part about it. And they're right here in El Reno on Auto Alley, just off Route 66. A short drive for great savings, and even better, one-on-one service. Be a car person and do business with car people. 405-262-3355. Frontier Auto Group. FrontierMotor.net.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Commissioner Tom Mansky has been recognized three straight years as best county elected official because real results matter. Roads maintained, budgets balanced, community partnerships, quality county services.
I'm Thomas Mansky, and I'd be honored to continue as your Canadian County Commissioner. I respectfully ask for your vote on June 16th.
Conservative County Commissioner Tom Mansky, doing the job we need, getting the results we want.
I'm Tom Mansky, and I approve this message. Authorized and paid for by Mansky for Commissioner 2026.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000 or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There's a lot of woke white people on the left that think they know what's best for the little guy. It's called performative allyship. That's why they wanted to defund the police. Except the little guy's crime rate goes to the moon because he doesn't have a 24-hour security detail like the Congress people who wanted to defund the police. Or the gated community people in Bel Air or Beverly Hills.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
You had a bunch of dirty cops, and frankly, what they did was weaponization of our government.
But, sir, there's no evidence of that. More than 1,000
no,
people.
Well, yeah, no, there's none. You know what you do? Try looking at the tapes one time.
Would you take it off
look
the table?
Look at the tapes one time.
But 172 people did plead guilty to assaulting police officers.
You know why they pled
Should
guilty?
They be exempt
because they told they were going to jail
guns?
For 15 years if they didn't.
The mainstream media does not want to admit what has happened right before our eyes, and they keep trying to plow up something that happened 6 years ago. 6 years ago. And stick it in Trump's face and say, what about this? What about that? No wonder he got up and walked away. His time was being wasted. All that woman was doing was rehashing 6-year-old made-up headlines. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive. Tim is in Yukon. Thank you for hanging on, Tim.
Yes, sir. How are you, Lee?
Guns for everybody.
Absolutely. Hey, a little Glock box for you. I want to get on for a moment on the buffet here. I don't know if you saw in the news where our great people in Minnesota with all of the quote-unquote protesters that interrupted religious services, that no charges were being filed on a state level against these individuals. And so I kind of think that's beyond ignorant. But my question is for these people that are running for office here locally, is what are they going to do or what can they do to prevent that same kind of ignorance happening here in our great state of Oklahoma?
Well, I mean, you have a freedom of religion, and if you are being denied that freedom of religion, you're being denied your constitutional duty. So, I mean, yes, arrests could be made if a religious service is being disturbed by protesters. Arrests could be made for a number of reasons. Interrupting freedom of speech. I mean, freedom of speech could be thrown at them. Also, trespassing could be thrown at them, and disturbing the peace.
Right, and all those things should have and could have easily been done, but whenever you have certain personalities that belong to certain groups that want to get in there and make a, an obstacle out of it, and then for a, attorney generals, et cetera, to not file any charges against them, I think that's a crock.
I do, too. And then once again, it's showing just what kind of a state Minnesota is. Minnesota has allowed itself to be corrupted by toxic empathy. It has allowed so many people into their state and into their government and into their government benefits under the guise of, oh, we want to make sure you're taken care of, that you've let the thief in the night into your house.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think that these politicians that are running for office right now at all the various levels, I would love to hear their response to that same question of what they're going to do different to make sure that doesn't happen here in the great state of Oklahoma.
Well, and earlier today, the House subcommittee that was looking into the Minnesota fraud found that it was gross negligence on the part of the governor, Tim Walz, and their attorney general. Now, whether that's going to result in any kind of criminal charges, I don't know.
Yeah, their AG said on Fox the other day that there would be no state charges filed against all those individuals and all the various disruptions. And I just hope that somebody has the audacity and the fortitude. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Fortitude to whenever we're interviewing these candidates that are trying for office that we kind of bring that question up, because that does mean a lot to a lot of us.
Tim, thanks a lot for the call in Yukon on Freedom 96.9. You want to do the same, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Why did Yukon, speaking of Yukon, why did their vice mayor resign over the...
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Tom Homan says a surprise visit to Delaney Hall contradicted claims of poor conditions, while detainees and advocates continue raising concerns about treatment at the facility. Nithya Raman has overtaken Spencer Pratt in the Los Angeles mayoral primary count. Officials continue tallying ballots as the race for a runoff spot remains unresolved. A social media post by the Switzerland national football team has gone viral.
The team is training at a facility in San Diego that borders open space preserves and canyons. And those are places rattlesnakes like to live. A warning is unique to the team, as Switzerland doesn't have rattlesnakes and team members don't know what to look or listen for. The social media post warns participants of snake areas and to avoid brush, stay on paved paths, and make sure you listen for the rattle. I'm Bree Tennis.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
The most important part of a car wreck case often happens in the first 72 hours, before you ever even think about talking to a lawyer. What you say to the insurance company, whether you delay medical care, whether you tell someone, I'm fine, insurance adjusters look at those narratives early, and the casual statement becomes a permanent problem. And when pain shows up later, which is very common, they argue it's unrelated. Here's the truth. Adrenaline masks injuries. Neck, back, and shoulder problems don't always show up at the scene. You don't have to panic, but you do have to be smart. Document the wreck. Get checked out. And remember, the other driver's insurance company isn't on your side, no matter how friendly they sound. If you've been in a crash and something feels off, whether it's physically or financially, that's your sign to call.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Five people have been hospitalized after overdosing on what they believe was cocaine at a Tulsa home early Sunday. Police say three women and two men became unconscious after using the drug, but a sixth person who didn't participate called 911, which helped save their lives. OBN is warning that illegal drugs are increasingly being mixed with dangerous substances like fentanyl and other synthetic opioids. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission has begun developing rules for the use of artificial intelligence in political advertising. Officials say 36 states have already enacted laws regulating AI-generated political content. Some raised concerns about the technology's impact on campaigns, while others said clear rules are still needed. The effort comes as Governor Stitt considers a special session focused on deceptive AI-generated election content. Norman Public Schools is bringing back its Learning Bus this summer, providing free books, literacy resources, and STEM activities to families across the community. Mobile library is set to make stops at schools, parks, neighborhoods, and other places throughout June and July. Program is open to everyone, not just Norman Public Schools students. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
I want to introduce you to a great connection. Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are four times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
Why did UConn's vice mayor resign over the weekend? Well, it had nothing to do with the meet and press interview. I know that. Coming up as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening. Otherwise, the night will be clear and humid with a low of 73 degrees. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny skies along with breezy and very warm weather, reaching a high of 93 degrees. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy, breezy, and humid with a low of 73 degrees. Looking ahead to Wednesday, anticipate partly sunny skies with winds gusting past 40 miles per hour and very warm temperatures, reaching a high of 91 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
With them receiving taxpayer dollars?
The people were destroyed by dirty cops and by weaponization. Many of those people should be compensated.
That was Trump once again with Meet the Press's Kristen Welker. He abruptly ended the Meet the Press interview. I don't think it was going well from the beginning because he just looked bored and was immediately trying to correct her information, which was wrong, which was propaganda. And I love how the headlines read over the weekend. Trump storms out of the profile interview. Trump refuses to answer challenge of voter fraud. And then my favorite, Trump violently ends an NBC interview. He cut off the interview because an accused NBC, ABC, CBS, and CNN of being crooked during the final exchange over his claims about the U.S. elections. And they are. The exchange escalated during the final block when Welker pressed Trump on the proposed $1.8 billion fund intended to compensate people who said they were targeted by former President Joe Biden's administration. Allegedly, alleged weaponization of government. It was weaponization of government. And we know that. We've had FBI agents testify. They went after these people and were told to go after these people tooth and nail, sometimes not even being told what they were charged with and being held without any accusation indefinitely. The corporate media simply cannot accept that there was a massive ballot harvesting in 2020, proven questionable exploits for January 6th, and Joe Biden had massive problems with his administration. Kristen Welker asked Trump whether he was moving away from the fund after acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said the administration would not move forward with it. And the premise of that question is, weaponization fund is a bad thing. Kristen Welker repeatedly pressed Trump for evidence that, as he claimed in 2020, the election was rigged and accused California of doing the same thing. The corporate media also refuses to acknowledge California allowing 4 weeks to conduct an election. 4 weeks to hand in ballots. And now that 4 weeks is over with, they started counting back on the 2nd of June, and they still haven't finished. They allow ballot harvesting, they allow non-citizens voting, and they take weeks to count the votes. This is some of the most lax voting rules in the nation, and they can't admit it. She kept pushing the same questions when it became evident she wasn't interested in any of the of Trump's policies, only wanted to recycle the past agendas, and they were trying to keep alive. And then finally he saw that it was a waste of time and said, okay, I'm out of here. I've given you an hour of my time. I'm done. I don't blame him. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, it's Elaine in Norman. How
Hello,
you doing?
Hello, Elaine. Good to hear from you.
Haven't talked to you in a minute. I thought I'd call back and check in. I've been up in, my daughter lives in Portland.
Yeah.
So I usually go up to Portland, but she lived in Hillsboro. Do you know anything about Hillsboro? The Silicon Forest?
I'm not That's been where, there. I know where it is, but I've not been there.
That's the hop in place. Let me tell you, that's where all of the AI high tech places. That's where Intel is.
And, oh, okay. Wow.
The genetic, real places that are so top secret that you don't even know what they are, but their complexes are miles long and giant security around them, and just the security out the wahoo. And apparently they're on like the top list to be bombed if we're ever going to get bombed. But the Silicon Forest, apparently, like the tech forest, the big deal with them, the economy up there is just like, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's they're wealthy up there.
Yeah.
But
that's why they don't mind high taxes.
It's the water. They use up so much water. And I think that's the reason why there's a little resistance to it down here.
Yeah.
Is you got to be willing to give up that water.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of water. But anyway, I was hearing you talking about the January 6th stuff again, which I can't believe it's still that point of contention, just like, oh, they're never going to give up. Oh, Trump's a pedophile thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I remember watching that. I have such vivid memories watching that when it was going on, and I was on the phone with my mom, who is a diehard TDS Trump-hating Democrat who just, totally hated Trump. But I was on the phone with her during the inauguration when all of that was going on, and we were trying to figure out, well, what's going on? You know, what are they doing? What are they doing? And even she was saying to me, she was like, oh, well, that's staged. That's fake.
Yeah.
That is totally staged. Look at what they're doing. And, you know, for her to be saying that, and for, you know, just the angles of the cameras and everything that was going on and seeing people just, you know, walking single file and being led through these velvet ropes with the people standing on the sides. It was like they were tourists. It was ridiculous. So I know they had a lot of little, you know, conflicts and stuff that went on and whatever. There was little things, but to say that was a big insurrection, honestly, when there was the Kavanaugh was getting put into the Supreme Court,
yes,
and all of the Democrats were attacking when he was getting, you know, whatever they call it, when he's put into court. Oh, yeah, that was just about an insurrection right there. I mean, they were, but they didn't make any big deal out of that. But that was really scary when they were doing that. That was big crowds of people inside the building.
I have a person that I do a lot of business with, and I have for a long, long time. Her name's Eunice Corey. She is also very active in AARP and also a lot of the retirement issues. She was in Washington, D.C. on the mall that day. She was down at the White House. And then they were going to march to the U.S. Capitol, which is about a mile away, down the mall, and peacefully protest. And she said by the time they got down to the mall and the peaceful protest, she saw the instigators trying to fire people up. She saw people dragging other people. You go over here. Here, go break that window. Go break that window, and so on.
And at that point, memories on that.
Yeah, at that point, Eunice and the people she was with said, "All right, this is about to get ugly. I'm getting out of here. This is going to be ugly."
We're not here for that.
Yeah, she well, and she also saw the president not say go start a riot or go make your voices heard. He said peacefully make your voices heard. She was there when the video conference came over and she saw that part. So she called me right after it happened.
That clip has been played over and over so many times.
Yeah,
you know, it's like when Hillary was running. And she would flat lie about stuff, and it was like if she just lied enough, it would be true.
Yeah,
it was exasperating.
No matter
how many times you say it, it's not going to be true.
So that
and
was,
no matter how many times you say Trump's a pedophile, it's not going to be true.
If that was an if January 6th was an insurrection, then Biden's entire administration was a coup d'état.
Absolutely.
A coup d'état.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really scary. And to think of what could have happened during that time when we didn't have a president.
Yeah. We didn't.
Yeah.
Elaine, thanks for the call. Glad you're listening in on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. City of Yukon, Vice Mayor Jeff Wooten, is it Wooten or Wooton, announced his formal resignation from the city council on social media over the weekend. In a statement on Facebook, Wooten said to the citizens of Yukon, I am formally announcing my resignation from the Yukon City Council effective today, June 6th, 2026. It's been an honor to serve the citizens of Yukon and to work alongside the dedicated city staff during my time on the council. I'm grateful for the trust placed in me and for the opportunity to contribute to our community in its role. I will cooperate fully with the city in any necessary transition procedures to ensure continuity of service and responsibilities. Now, I don't know if it was connected, but there had been a petition to recall both the mayor and the vice mayor filed earlier this week from residents who were worried about data centers coming to the Yukon area. I don't think he was scared of that petition. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that either things were getting to the point where he no longer wanted to be involved in city government, or maybe something else was happening in his life where he needed to step away. But the two or three stories I read from our corporate media, local media corporations, were insinuating it had something to do with the petition. I don't think it does. But if you're in the Yukon area and maybe can shed some light on that, or from the Yukon area, I'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. John says, Lee, your company needs to move you to mornings and send Deal back to CNN. Okay. I've done mornings before, like mornings, but this type of show just doesn't do well in mornings. People are too busy driving to school, driving to work, trying to fight traffic, and they just don't. People want to sit down and talk at the end of the day. So that's why this is better served in the afternoons. And John, I don't know if that was a compliment or a backhanded a roundabout insult, but okay. Matthew writes, Lee, the mass exodus from California is trying to turn Texas blue. It also might be happening here. We do have a lot of people from California who have moved here over the last 10 years, Matthew. Fortunately, all the ones that I've talked to, that's why they came here, because of all of the blue sensibilities in California, and they wanted to live in a state where they could express their freedom more, be more independent, and not have government interference. So far, those that I've come across from California have not brought their blue sensibilities with them. David writes, Lee, the data center is the least of Yukon's problems. Well, it does kind of sound that way, David, given their vice mayor didn't wait to resign on a weekday, didn't wait to resign when the media would have been there to ask him these questions. He did so over the weekend, where he could kind of hide behind social media. But, okay, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. What do you think of Trump walking out of the interview for Meet the Press? Edmunds now looking at restricting construction of data centers. Speaking of which, your thoughts on that? And we'll continue that conversation at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, and Lee Matthews with The Drive. Happened to me over the weekend. I got a circular in the mail, along with all the other election circulars we're all getting bombarded with, that said, hey, it's not going to be long before you're eligible for Medicare. And I said to myself, I know, because you've been bugging me with all these damn phone calls and texts and emails. You need to deal with somebody who's right here in Oklahoma dealing with what Oklahomans want and need when it comes to all of those benefits you have coming to you. Don't be confused. Call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Forget the circulars. Forget the emails. Forget the phone calls. You make the call to 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make all summer. The team at Well-Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. Call the team at Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Whether it's Eunice Corey herself, her son Patrick, or one of the other well-trained associates, they're here to talk to you in person and make sure you're taken care of. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Why do we do vision correction? Why do I love what we do every single day? I get to help people see better than they ever have in their past.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
I had LASIK myself, one of the best decisions I ever made. It is the ability to just wake up and see. It's functional vision. It's not having to worry about the hassle of glasses and contacts, readers, bifocals. Nobody wants to get older. Nobody wants to not be able to see. Nobody loves blurry vision.
Well, it's absolutely changed my life to be able to just get out of bed and just start my day. I cannot recommend this enough. And my only regret is that I waited so long.
What people do love is being able to wake up, see, live their lives, go hunting, go fishing, go to the lakes, just enjoy life. And what's better than that?
If you want to see clearly without glasses, contacts, readers, or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are going to love what you see.
Attention candidates. Freedom 96.9 is Oklahoma City's only FM conservative news talk and an excellent and efficient way to reach Oklahoma voters. Advertise for the June 16th primary. Get the vote out. Call 405-456-0760.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Hey, it's Eric Erickson. I'm coming to Oklahoma City to be with you guys in Freedom 96.9. A free live event Thursday, June 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. at 405 Social on North May Avenue. Just a few days after Oklahoma's primaries have finished, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live, and we'll have a great time meeting you and answering your questions. Tickets are available starting June 9th at freedom969.com.
So we asked all the states to partner with us. It's time to have accountability. The red states, of course, did. And with that red state data, we found 200,000 dead people getting food stamps. We found 500,000 people that were getting more than one benefit. And y'all, this was in the red states. The blue states wouldn't give us the data. They're suing us. We're in massive litigation right now, looking to cut those funds off until they give us that data.
That's Brooke Rollins. She is the Secretary of Agriculture. And another shoe dropped earlier today in terms of fraud in Minnesota, and that is the results of an investigation from a House subcommittee. We'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your calls in the meantime to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Edmund might be also rethinking data centers over the weekend, and I will get into that. More charges have been filed in the Lake Arcadia shooting. Jalen Davis and Davion Wyckoff were charged with first-degree murder in the shooting that was linked to retaliation over a stolen gun and marijuana. Oh, but it has nothing to do with gang activity. Nope, 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 nope. Brennan Morton was charged as an accessory. Trinity Brown also is facing felonies. New court documents reveal the deadly mass shooting at Arcadia Lake last month began as retaliation over a stolen gun and marijuana. Jalen Davis and Davion Wyckoff now face first-degree murder charges in the death of 18-year-old Aviana Smith Gray. Breon Morton was charged as an accessory for allegedly taking and keeping a gun from the scene, while suspect Trinity Brown also faces multiple felonies. But it wasn't gang-related. No, 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 not at all. Not at all. What's that over there? Look over there. See? No, no, no gang activity. Not at all. What do you think? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Let's see here. Oklahoma officials say they are prepared to respond if the New World screwworm, recently confirmed in Texas, spreads to ranches in Oklahoma. USDA confirms the case of flesh-eating New World screwworm detected in a calf in Texas. Oklahoma has been preparing for the incursion for a long time at this point, and we're poised to respond should we see that screwworm in Oklahoma, said Rosalind Biggs, a veterinarian. U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed the screwworm in a three-week-old calf in South Texas. It's simply an insect that lands in a wound and lays eggs, and then the larvae eat the flesh around the wound, said Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins. Experts emphasized the screwworm does not pose a threat to the nation's food supply and is not a food safety concern. Animals, should they become infested, once treated and recovered, can safely enter the food supply again. So, they're ready. They've got their... Is that a vaccine? I don't think it's a vaccine. It's probably a worming medicine, but anyway... The cattle ranchers will have to individually capture their cows and vaccinate them, but that's something they do all the time, something they're ready to do. So, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Rudy writes, Lee, I've heard someone say that Scott Pelley possibly knew that he was going to be fired from CBS. So rather than going down looking like an idiot, he did his preemptive tantrum shtick to look like a heroic martyr to all of his leftist journalist comrades and to all the TDSers out there. What do you think? Rudy, then why would he commit basically professional suicide? You see, he claimed he was trying to protect the credibility of 60 Minutes. He claimed that he had the interests of 60 Minutes ahead of his own interests and ahead of those. But now, I don't know of any news organization that'll pick him up. Fox won't pick him up because he's a crybaby. CNN might pick him up. They usually rehire the crybabies that leave the other networks. But he's also shown that he won't hold to his contract. See, in his contract, he's not allowed to talk about things like that in public. Now, he can do it all he wants now, but usually what that will mean is they canceled his contract, so maybe he's not even getting any severance out of this. But usually if you break the contract by squealing or speaking ill of the employer, they can cancel your severance. Now, he's probably made enough money where it doesn't matter. But still, I don't know that he's going to make that kind of money again. 405-608-4377, or have that kind of prestige again.
KQOP, Enid, Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. One person killed and two others injured in a shooting Friday night at Rotary Park in McAllister. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. California is being accused of blocking access to voter registration records.
It's all part of a legal battle over maintenance of the state's voter roll. In a social media post, U.S. Attorney Bill Assaye said California's refusing to comply with a request from the DOJ for voter registration records. The department says it needs to audit the rolls and assess compliance with federal election laws. The dispute originated in a lawsuit filed by the DOJ against California's Secretary of State, Shirley Weber. Federal officials say they're entitled to obtain the state's voter registration list and related records under the National Voter Registration Act, the Help America Vote Act, and the Civil Rights Act. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
SpaceX is counting down to a launch of their new stock that could make founder Elon Musk the world's first trillionaire.
The SpaceX IPO is set for Friday and will likely be the largest in corporate history. SpaceX is planning to sell more than 555 billion shares for $135 apiece. That would generate $75 billion. As CEO, Elon Musk will still retain more than 80% of the voting power over a company that includes the rocket business, X, and the AI Grok. The shares will be listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SPCX. I'm Rory O'Neill.
The World Cup match in Miami is a week away, and most tickets are scarce and expensive, except for those who serve.
Bank of America donated $2.25 million to provide thousands of free tickets to current military, veterans, and first responders who live near the 11 FIFA World Cup host cities. BOA Market President Jason Edelman is a veteran himself.
We've got over 4,500 tickets, and that'll be equally divided over the 11 U.S. host cities that we have.
The tickets are available through VetTix and FirstTix.org, starting with the second match played in the U.S. and will include all stages of the tournament. I'm Karen Curtis.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
A new House Judiciary.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. One person was killed and two others injured in a shooting that occurred Friday night at Rotary Park in McAllister. Police located two men and a woman suffering from gunshot wounds after responding to the scene around 10:45 at night. One of the male victims later died, while the other two are expected to recover from their injuries. OSBI says 20-year-old Jashad Washington has been arrested in connection with the case as an investigation continues. A suspect is in custody following a high-speed chase involving a stolen white Sprinter van that began on the Kilpatrick Turnpike. Authorities say speeds approached 100 miles an hour before the driver eventually abandoned the vehicle and fled on foot near Danforth and Bryant in Edmond. Multiple agencies joined in the search, and police later confirmed an arrest near Covell and Bryant. No additional details have been released. A Pottawatomie County man has been sentenced to life in prison plus 60 years for sexually abusing multiple children. Clay Darrell Farrell was arrested following an investigation that began in June of last year, where a jury found him guilty in March and recommended the lengthy sentence. The sheriff's office says the outcome ensures he'll no longer have opportunities to harm other children. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Edmunds looking at limited data centers. What do you think? As the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening. Otherwise, the night will be clear and humid with a low of 73 degrees. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny skies along with breezy and very warm weather, reaching a high of 93 degrees. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy, breezy, and humid with a low of 73 degrees. Looking ahead to Wednesday, anticipate partly sunny skies with winds gusting past 40 miles per hour and very warm temperatures, reaching a high of 91 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision-making, whether it's D.C. or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Everybody's talking about Trump walking out of the Meet the Press interview. There's a lot of things behind the scenes that you're not being told. Of course, you're being told he just got up and stormed off and the questions started getting really tough. No, the questions weren't tough. These are the questions he's been answering since 2020. The same questions over and over and over again, 6 years. Well, January 6th, wasn't that an insurrection? Well, why did they all confess if they didn't do anything? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Why would you want to let the January 6th people go? Why would you want to give them compensation for the money that they've had to spend to defend themselves? Because they were wrongly accused. They were baited, and they were brought into the Capitol building and to make it look like there was an insurrection. That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to make it look like the Republicans were trying to overthrow the government. And then what did they do? They turned right around and did the same damn thing through the Biden administration. Biden was not competent to be president. Half the time, he wasn't even signing the documents. They were trying to draw attention away from what they were actually trying to do. Throw over the government themselves, which in a way they did through ballot harvesting and all kinds of other means. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air.
Hey, Lee, this is Nathan Clifford. It's Elmore City.
Hello, Nathan. Good to hear from you.
Hey, who was the president on January 6th?
Trump was.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and call it an insurrection and go after the ones that caused it.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to do.
Well, I know, but they keep saying that Biden was the president.
Well,
what I keep hearing.
Yeah, they keep saying that Biden was the president. Biden had been elected, but he hadn't been inaugurated yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But Dad, I was just complaining about that.
No. Well, what happened was Biden pressed the charges.
Yeah, but he wasn't the sitting president.
No, he was the sitting president when the charges were pressed against the people they had arrested. And that's what Trump.
Oh, I got
you. That's what Trump is trying to do. He's trying to compensate those who were arrested, and then they were and Trump pardoned them all and got them out. If they were still in jail at that point, he got them out.
Yeah.
But the main thing he wants to do is he wants to be able to give a legal avenue to someone who's being bullied by the FBI
I hope he gets it done.
Yeah, so do I.
He's doing a fine job, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't have, you know, maybe there's some things on the personal level I disapprove of with him, and there's definitely some things professionally I disapprove of with him, and he's not the kind of guy I would want to work for, because he would have high he would have high expectations, and if you don't meet those expectations, there's not a comfortable way out. He's the type of guy that'll call you at 2:30 in the morning on Christmas morning, and even though you want to spend some time with your family, he's got a bright idea, and you're supposed to implement that idea, and you better just stop what you're doing and go implement that idea. He's that kind of guy, which is the kind of I've worked with people like that, and I can't stand people who don't respect my time. So that's why I would not want to work for him in just about any capacity. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. What do you think? And Edmond, the city of Edmond, rethinking data centers, coming up next. Here we go. Price of oil is down. Stock market is up. Nobody seems to be minding the fact of what's going on worldwide, because I think everybody is optimistic that it's going to have a good turnout, because everything is going so well. Things going well with you and your savings plan? You do have a savings plan, don't you, for what you're going to do in case of a rainy day or when you decide to stop working? That's where my good friend Michael McGuire comes in. It's Lee Matthews. I'd like to personally invite you to Michael McGuire, to McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear, which you can hear every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. But better still, give him a call. Even if you only have a couple of questions about what your savings can do, your 401k or your IRA, or even if you, Uncle Fred passed away and left me with $1,000. Or Uncle Fred passed away and left me with these bonds. I don't know what to do with these. They can take care of you. 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863. McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Father's Day is just around the corner, so this year skip the tie and get Dad what he really wants at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. H&H has the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus 9mm bundle. Three total mags, a Viridian optic included, and now on sale for $479.99. Henry's Golden Boy 22 rifle, now just $589.99. And take 20% off all in-stock Pro-Tech knives, only at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Okie Dokie Bakery off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokie Bakery.com.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather Forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies tonight. We're going to be dropping down to 73 for the low. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 92 tomorrow night. 75 for the low. Wednesday, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, and a high of 93. It's 95 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And Claude is in Ponca City. Hi. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, we had a meeting with two people that actually went to the Washington for the when they were going to have the questions about what went on. Mm-hmm. And they were just there, you know, to support the president. And this couple went there. They were praying, and they were holding each other. And they say that they were ushered into the campus there, to the grounds, yeah, by people, most of them. And so they continued to sing church songs and everything like that. And when they were in embrace, his wife, which has a problem with her right eye, was embracing her husband. And then she felt these thugs and everything. When she looked up there, there was a policeman beating him on the back. And so when they separated, and she said they were up there, and all of a sudden they saw these tear gas bombs, you know, coming that direction. Yeah. So anyway, three men pulled her away, not to attack her, to protect her. And so they took over, trying to keep the police out of them. Mm-hmm. And then they were with... what is that? That spray, whatever that, you know, that they spray people with that burns.
Yeah.
Yes. And they sprayed them with that. And they say they saw people being beat up. They say they saw it was one black gentleman and a white woman. They were there and they were being beat. And he was holding, the black person was holding hands with the white woman. And then he noticed that he never felt her clutching and she was like unconscious. And they claimed, they say that it was policemen going after these women, and they say that the automatic reaction was rub, you know, red-blooded Americans defend the women.
Yeah.
And so when they were trying to keep the they were provoked to go and defend, you know, attack the policemen. They say, oh, look at them. They attacked the police. Yeah. But actually, they were goaded into it, and it looked like the camera, and there was... And then they said there was people telling them to go ahead here. And even the people in the crowd say, that sounds like a plant, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's that exactly was going what it on. Was. It was a plant.
And so anyway.
And the cops, the dirty cops were in on it. The dirty cops went after the women so that it would enrage the men. And the men would attack the cops and they'd get it all on film. And then they'd make arrests for people who
were people who were actually there.
Yeah.
That said it. And then when they went back home, they say they took a child and all, but when they went back home, they thought it was a joke, you know, and they told their daughter, and their daughter said it isn't. They had a picture of them in the newspaper with the numbers there, and even people in the church that took, oh yeah, they're this and took everything. And then they say there was also two suicides. They told them to plead to a lesser deal. And these people, you know, and then when they found out that there were two suicides, and then they say they came back home and they had all these policemen in their yard, and they were from Texas. And then she said she had to go get her glasses, and one of the people said, don't go there because we know we have a gun there. Oh. So they had already been to their house before then. And then they were under arrest, house arrest for 2 years, and they were just thrown on the bus. That's, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Just for being,
and so it was a lot of stuff. Went on there, and so who only, and Nancy Pelosi? How come she's probably in charge? Who said to gain anything about that? Only them. So they made it up. That's what I want to say.
Once again,
if you want to give more, I have more information, but I can.
Well,
you know, if we get in contact, I can give it to you all.
They were trying to destroy Trump's presidency. They wanted his legacy to be one of, see, he's taking over. He's a dictator. He wants to be Hitler. He wants to take over. They were trying to make it look like Trump organized this whole thing, and that it was Trump's supporters that were doing it. That's what they tried to make happen.
And see, these were people actually there, and they also have a deal. But some of the talk show hosts that I thought, oh, they just throw them under the bus. They do not take into account that they say the person died. And when they ask him, oh, he's been cremated. And then 2 days later, he comes up there and calls his brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I had to say.
No, thank you, Claude. I mean, you're not the only one who's told me this. And I've had a lot of people who were there that day tell me very similar stories. And so, yeah. Now, here's the thing. The reason it's come back after 6 years as an issue is because Trump wanted to start his weaponization fund, a fund that would stay in the background and be used by someone who was being bullied by the government. They would be able to invoke funds from this, or money from this fund, to help defend them if the government were being weaponized against them, like it was with those people. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And that's what Trump got tired of, the questions earlier today from, this weekend, from Kristen Welker, who was drudging it all back up again because they just can't let it go. They're still trying to make this sound like it was a genuine riot by Trump supporters. What do you think? 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Ah, that new car smell. It's intoxicating to some people, I know. I mean, to me it's pleasant, and I like it, and it's always the smell of, I'm doing all right if I've got a new car. But I know people who never get over that new car smell, and they always have to have it, which is why they buy new every two. That's the old adage. I'm not that type of person. When I buy a car, I want to hang on to it. I want to pay for it. I want it to be mine for a certain amount of time. And if you're that type of person, Frontier Auto Group is for you. Frontier Auto Group, it's for people who like their cars, take care of their cars, and want to keep their cars for a long period of time. Now, don't get me wrong. You want to buy new every two, they can help you out with that too. They can take care of you. They really can, whether it's that kind of a situation, something where you're just going to be buying and always rolling it over. Whatever the situation may be. The main thing is that they're right here in Oklahoma, and even though they're dealing with major manufacturers, they are not corporate owned. So they don't have to answer to the stockholders of some big company in Dallas or St. Louis or anywhere else. Frontier Auto Group, right here in El Reno, a short drive, just minutes from Oklahoma City, wherever you are. You can see the Devon Tower from their showroom, okay? 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. Ah, that new car smell.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk Oklahoma trusts. Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, this is Aaron Brolbeck, host of Freedom's First News on Freedom 96.9. Coming up Tuesday morning, candidates for Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction face off in a debate. Who came out on top? Trey Savage with nondoc.com breaks it all down. It's 2A Tuesday. Who's targeting your gun rights? Plus your dad joke of the day. It's a full show starting Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, down to 73 for the low. Sunny tomorrow, high 92. Tomorrow night, 75 for the low. Into Wednesday, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain and a high of 93. It is 95 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. John in Ponca City, good to hear from you.
Thank you, sir. Always good to hear your show.
Thank you.
Real quick on what Claude was saying, he's totally right, but it was the FBI was all involved. It was a setup. It was Pelosi and her cohorts got together and said, oh, we got to destroy this guy because he's going to destroy the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
So they freak out and they do that. What I want to see happen with that is the January 6th committee go down, every one of them, mm-hmm. including Cheney, but all of them, Kinzinger, all of them. Okay, moving on, because I forget about that. I don't even care about January 6th. But the governor's race, I do. And, you know, looking at the debate thing you were discussing earlier, I'm like, okay, well, Keating is nepotism from Frank Keating, the former governor.
Yeah.
Mazie is a fraud. He says he's MAGA and Trump supports him and all that. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Gettner Drummond is self-interested, and he used his AG spot to try to promote himself to governor. So those three are out, and Jake Merrick is the only true, you know, small business owner, built his own company, became a senator. I can't remember if he's in the House and Senate or in the state, but
he was anyway. He was in the state Senate.
State Senate,
yeah.
Okay.
For two terms, and then he termed out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I told you I met him at the Kay County Republican meeting. I mean, long before they even announced, and he told us he was going to run. And I'm sending messages to every Oklahoma voter I know. Let's stand up for him.
He was one of those guys. He was one of those guys that you, when you met, you knew he was the real deal.
Yeah. It's in a way, it's like Trump because he is what he is.
Yeah.
Like him or not, he's going to tell you who he really is. He's not a fake person.
No.
He's like, okay, well, here's what I am. Here's what I believe, and let's do it. And I 100% support him. I hope that the dark horse will win. I mean, David beat Goliath. He's way outnumbered by money and all that stuff. But, you know, the people still get to talk. So I'm sure hoping.
His issues are, I think, the issues that are important to Oklahomans. I mean, Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is one of his issues. Education is certainly an issue. And outside influence is another issue.
Which Gettner Drummond was supposed to protect us from, if I know his job role correctly. So much for that. But, you know, I think it's a shame they won't put him on the debate stage, but that's because they're protecting Mr. Nepotism, Mr. Fraud, and Mr. Gettner.
I think some of that is going on. You know, the Republican Party in Oklahoma is so red. It's got little factions of I'm more red than you are. Okay. You have these little caucuses of people who do get together and say, okay, we got to do this because we want this guy to win, and we can't keep this upstart who hasn't paid his dues and worked his way through the party like other people have.
Well, that's how Bob Dole became a nominee anyway.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, and the Democrats, the blue states, they have this, right now they've got a huge faction battle because the far left nut jobs have taken over. And the rest of them are like, what do we do?
Well, as far as the governor is concerned, Cindy Munson does have an opponent, but I don't think that opponent's going to be very successful to Democrats anyway. And then, and Cindy Munson's problem is she hasn't come up with anything specific.
Well, not Keating. What was his name? The last Democrat governor.
Brad Henry.
Yeah, his wife, man. I didn't like him for personal reasons. I was taking the LSAT.
Mm-hmm.
And she had some get together at OSU where the test was, and just disrupted all of us.
Oh,
and she knew there was testing going on. I can't remember her name, but yeah, it was Keating's, or not Keating.
Brad Henry.
Henry's wife had some fundraiser, something going on. I was like, golly, these people are sad. Quiet, please. Testing. Yeah, yeah, we spent a lot of money to be here.
Yeah.
Study for hours and hours. Come on now. But anyway, thanks for letting me give my two cents.
Yes, John.
Claude calling in. Maybe we'll meet at Walmart.
Maybe so. You'll recognize him by his voice.
Yeah, I will now.
All right.
I will now. Well, have a great rest of your show. I appreciate
you too,
you,
John. Thank you for listening in to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Speaking of candidates, there are some Democrat candidates for the 5th Congressional District. You're not hearing a lot about them, but I will enlighten you if you... And I'll also explain what's going on.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Israel struck targets near Beirut after reporting rocket fire from Lebanon, marking a new escalation despite a recently announced ceasefire framework. Tom Homan says a surprise visit to Delaney Hall contradicted claims of poor conditions, while detainees and advocates continue raising concerns about treatment at the facility. The Knicks are trying to effectively end the NBA Finals.
The team is hoping to go up 3-0 over the Spurs when Game 3 tips off at Madison Square Garden tonight. Jalen Brunson nailed a clutch free throw late in Game 2 to give the Knicks a one-point lead and seal the deal, while San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama committed a terrible turnover that led to free throws. The Spurs superstar still had a chance to win the game for his side, but missed an elbow jumper at the buzzer. No team in NBA history has come back from a 3-0 deficit to win a best-of-7 playoff series. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. The most important part of a car wreck case often happens in the first 72 hours before you ever even think about talking to a lawyer. What you say to the insurance company, whether you delay medical care, whether you tell someone, I'm fine, insurance adjusters look at those narratives early, and the casual statement becomes a permanent problem. And when pain shows up later, which is very common, they argue it's unrelated. Here's the truth. Adrenaline masks injuries. Neck, back, and shoulder problems don't always show up at the scene. You don't have to panic, but you do have to be smart. Document the wreck. Get checked out. And remember, the other driver's insurance company isn't on your side, no matter how friendly they sound. If you've been in a crash and something feels off, whether it's physically or financially, that's your sign to call.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. One person was killed and two others injured in a shooting that occurred Friday night at Rotary Park in McAllister. Police located two men and a woman suffering from gunshot wounds after responding to the scene around 10:45 at night. One of the male victims later died, while the other two are expected to recover from their injuries. OSBI says 20-year-old Jashad Washington has been arrested in connection with the case as an investigation continues. A suspect is in custody following a high-speed chase involving a stolen white Sprinter van that began on the Kilpatrick Turnpike. Authorities say speeds approached 100 miles an hour before the driver eventually abandoned the vehicle and fled on foot near Danforth and Bryant in Edmond. Multiple agencies joined in the search, and police later confirmed an arrest near Covell and Bryan. No additional details have been released. A Pottawatomie County man has been sentenced to life in prison, plus 60 years for sexually abusing multiple children. Clay Darrell Farrell was arrested following an investigation that began in June of last year, where a jury found him guilty in March and recommended the lengthy sentence. The sheriff's office says the outcome ensures he'll no longer have opportunities to harm other children. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are gonna love what you see.
California elections, where everything is made up and the votes don't matter. Coming up on The Drive with Lee Matthews as it all continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening. Otherwise, the night will be clear and humid with a low of 73 degrees. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny skies along with breezy and very warm weather, reaching a high of 93 degrees. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy, breezy, and humid with a low of 73 degrees. Looking ahead to Wednesday, anticipate partly sunny skies with winds gusting past 40 miles per hour and very warm temperatures, reaching a high of 91 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Let's call it quits because I've had enough. Thank you, darling. Have a good time.
Mr. President, let's please. I traveled all the way to Wisconsin.
I traveled all the way to Wisconsin. On and off in the rain, and I've given you enough time. You ought to straighten out your press because you know what? A country can never be great with a dishonest
press. Listen, he traveled all the way to Wisconsin for this interview.
No, he didn't travel all the way to Wisconsin to do an interview with you. He traveled all the way to Wisconsin to attend a farmers' rally, and you asked if, since you were going to be there anyway, he'd be willing to do an interview, which he was. He showed up on time. You were late. You had problems with equipment. He waited. When the interview started, there was a torrential rain outside wherever it was you were doing your interview. And you were in a building with an aluminum roof, so you could hear every drop of rain. And then you started hammering him with a bunch of irrelevant questions he has spent the last 6 years answering and answering and answering again. After an hour of him giving you his time, he finally figured out, this woman is wasting my time. She's trying to get clicks for her website. That's why she keeps asking the same tired, damned old questions. He realized it. That's why I got up and left. I've given you enough of my time. I think we have found Trump's pet peeve, wasting his time. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. There's two things that I am enraged about: wasting my time and not having respect for my time. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Not having respect for my time. Sending me a text on the weekend about something that is going on in current events and expecting me to respond to it immediately. That's not respecting my time. Maybe I'm doing something that has absolutely nothing to do with current events. Maybe I'm taking some time off. That's an example. 405-608-4377, 405, and I've been there. I've been there before. hey, can you come and do this for me? Yes, I'd be happy to do that for you. What time do you need me there? Oh, I need you there at this time. Okay. I get there and I wait 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 and I wait. And finally, for whatever reason they needed me there, it finally comes up and I spend maybe 10 seconds doing it. And then I have to wait and wait and wait and wait till everything's over and finished with before I can leave. See, that was a waste of my time. Edmund is rethinking data centers. Another city in Oklahoma is rethinking data centers. Edmond City leaders are discussing it as we speak. A temporary moratorium on new data center development during tonight's city council meeting. The city cited concerns about water usage, infrastructure demands, and the absence of local regulations for the growing industry. My sister, who is moving from the Colorado area, because she's had enough of it turning blue, down to the Gulf Coast. And she had her route all planned out, and about halfway her journey would be Childress, Texas. And she figured Childress, Texas, not a large town, but it had a Hampton Inn and a Holiday Inn. And she's trying to make reservations so that they can stop there on their way down. She and her husband, fully booked, both hotels. And so she had to push on, I want to say, to Wichita Falls. But when she got to Childress, she realized why the hotel rooms were all booked. They're building a massive data center there. And all of the construction workers and all of the engineers have taken up all of the hotel rooms in that little town of Texas. So, understood. That could happen here, too. So there's that to worry. Not just water usage, not just electrical grid, not just noise pollution, and not just tax rates, but also some of our infrastructure. Because building these things doesn't, you know, they're not going to have that thing popped up in 6 months. It's going to take a couple of years to get it built. And the construction workers are going to be taking up somebody's space. 405-608-4377. We'll see what the Edmond City Council decides upon probably by tomorrow on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. How's that Medicare working out for you? Well, no, I know. You don't really want to think about it. You don't even want to talk about it, do you? Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to, because if you don't, you'll find yourself out in the cold without any kind of protection. And I don't mean the kind of protection mom and dad used to warn you about, or put on your overcoat, you'll catch pneumonia. You don't want to get that either. I'm talking about missing the deadline of signing up for Medicare when it comes around, because then you know, it could be a good period of time before you. Anyway, but my whole bottom line here is if you were born in 1961, that means you're eligible. And you probably know, because you're getting all kinds of phone calls and emails and texts. Don't be confused. Be assertive. Okay, take the bull by the horns and call Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Now, you talk about a bull. Eunice Corey is a bull, but not in a china shop. She, with the heart of a teacher, will walk you through the whole process, or one of her associates, or even her son, Patrick, because it's a family affair. But when it comes to dealing with the Medicare people and any of the blanks that might need to be filled in, that's where the bull part comes in, and that's when she turns into a bull. Even stomps her foot. The team at Well Preserved can put together a plan that works for you, so call them, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, Well Preserved Advisory Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands To create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, 73 the low. Sunny tomorrow, high 92. Tomorrow night, down to 75 for the low. Wednesday, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, high of 93. Nice rain over the weekend, though. That was kind of just what we needed. 95 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Brad writes to L. Matthews at freedom969.com, Lee Gettner Drummond is giving the aluminum smelter in Inola so much crap because as attorney general running for governor, he can, until he gets the either over or under table campaign contribution he's wanting, enough to make him governor or make him not care and back off either way. Just another crooked politician. Brad, I don't think it's that behind the scenes. I really do believe it is more along the lines of what is right in front of our faces. And what is right in front of our faces is Gettner Drummond needs everybody in Oklahoma to know who he is and see him in a favorable light. And I believe Gettner Drummond has seen some polling that shows he's not polling very well in that part of the state. Inola, Rogers County, parts of Mays County, maybe. And so he has been keeping track of the headlines. And one of the headlines is a lot of people in the city or the little town of Inola don't want the aluminum smelter. They don't want the traffic problems. They don't want the industrialization. They don't want the income. And so I think he is latching on to that by trying to be the hero. Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm along with you. I don't want this smelter either. Vote for me. Even though I don't think there's anything he can do as attorney general to stop that smelter from coming into town, to come into town if it wants to. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Over the weekend, Iran and Israel exchanged missile fire. You may have seen that. Some are saying it has shattered the ceasefire. I think it has. Some are also saying it's putting peace talks in doubt. I don't know that there was any hope for them in the first place, because that is all Iran can do. Act like they want peace. As long as they can do whatever it is they have to do to keep the missiles from falling upon them, they survive. Iran launched missiles into Israel after the IDF carried out strikes against Hezbollah in Lebanon this weekend. Remember, Hezbollah is financed and supplied by Iran. Hezbollah is an Iranian proxy. Iran is not going to get a peace deal. Stop funding and supplying Hezbollah. They don't want to stop funding and supplying Hezbollah. Hezbollah is attacking Israel. Iran wants Israel gone. And now that most of their missiles and definitely their nuclear program is on permanent hold, it's their only hope. Israel retaliated with its own strikes on Tehran, targeting military infrastructure and missile production facilities. Some said it took out the head of the IRGC. I haven't been able to confirm that. Some said it took out the gay Ayatollah. Again, I haven't been able to confirm that either. Trump has demanded that all sides stop shooting. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian says Iran has not left the negotiating table after the weekend of trading attacks with Israel. He also said that Iran is committed to emerging from the conflict triumphant, but said that could come through either diplomacy or defense. Former Deputy National Security Advisor K.T. McFarland urged President Trump to resume the attacks on Iran and finish the military targets. I agree. He wants to ensure that Tehran can't break any peace agreement. I agree. McFarland said in a statement during the appearance on television that the resumption of the U.S. involvement in Iran is likely. And the way things are going, I would agree. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, do you? And what do you think? What do you think about Trump walking out of the interview for Meet the Press? Edmund now looking at restricting construction of data centers. What do you think? And Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, may have a whole new round of trouble heading his way. I'll get into why coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I saw it over the weekend. I was taking a shortcut through the neighborhood adjacent to the neighborhood where the Matthews Mansion is. And there it was, a house being stripped. And I was amazed because I think it was a Sunday morning, being stripped down of its roof to be replaced with a new roof. And I know what was happening here. I know it was a roof where they didn't think they had any damage from the recent, the storms back in March. And then it turns out when they turned around to go sell, because the house was for sale, they needed a new roof. Don't wait till it's too late. Call McRoof, Scott McCollum of McRoof. They're really doing it, building back better. And rather than repeating past failures, McRoof will fortify your roof. And this time the insurance carriers may not be so willing to completely replace your roof, but they will be there to talk things over with your insurance company. 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Donald Trump, yeah. When you sleep 4 hours a day, sometimes you sit down too long, you're not off. You know how I know that? Because I do it. I know he's 80. But Donald Trump works 20 hours a day, does not like to sleep. I know directly he's up at 6 in the morning before Fox and Friends. I talked to the Secretary of Interior. It's not unusual to get a call at 2 in the morning. So sometimes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 12 o'clock, you're in an hour meeting, you might not off. Yeah, doesn't mean you're failing.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
The way you work it. Freedom 96.9. Accurate weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Low 73. Sunny tomorrow. 92 the high. Tomorrow night, 75 for the low. Into Wednesday, partly cloudy. 20% chance of rain. High of 93. It is 95 right now at Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. So along the lines of what I was talking about just a second ago in Iran, and if we are ever able to get the dust, as they call it, the nuclear material that is buried underneath that mountain that we bombed back in the summer, Trump said the only U.S. or China could retrieve the uranium from Iran's buried nuclear sites. That's the only countries he would trust. He went on to argue that the U.S. and China have the equipment capable of reaching it, but the only ones who have the capability of getting it out are us and China, he said. The mountain collapsed up on top of it, and referring to the assessments by the International Atomic Agency, he said the agency has backed us up on that. They think it's going to be a very, very hard thing to do, but we could get it. But we're the only ones and China, he said. And probably the only ones that you should trust. I wouldn't trust Russia with that any further than I could spit, or anybody else for that matter. Freedom 96.9, hi, you were on the air. What's your name?
Hi, Lee. This is Carrie from McLeod.
Hi, Carrie. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Hey, I wanted to give a little bit of information on that data center out in West Texas.
Oh, yeah. In Childress?
In Childress, exactly. Mm-hmm. They are building what's called a man camp in western Wheeler County. Okay. So that would on I-40 if you pass Shamrock, that's Wheeler County. Okay. So they are building a man camp, and if you think about it, it's like kind of like what you see on Landman, how they have those trailers all lined up.
Yeah.
They're in the process of building that. They're already moving the dirt. They're going to have their own housing. They will have their own store because Wheeler, Texas cannot handle that influx of people. They have one little store.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be thousands of people in there.
It's kind of like, you know, the local, we have Harps in the area.
Yeah.
It's like a Harp.
Okay.
And that's all they have. So they're moving the port right now. So those people won't always be in the hotels in West Texas, but for a while until they get that up and running, there will be. They're even like different structure, like they're having to put in sewage systems, they're putting in electrical systems, and it's a huge operation. I freaked out when my family is from Wheeler, Texas.
Oh, okay.
When we went by there, it was over Memorial Day. I was like, I called him. I said, I was headed to Dumas, believe it or not.
But yeah.
I called him and I said, what are they putting in west of town? And that's sure enough, that's what it was.
I know Dumas. I've been through that whole area. I know the Panhandle really well. I know West Texas very well. Yeah.
Yep. It is a an acquired taste.
Well, I mean, I love the landscape. I love driving across that area because, you know, it's completely different. Some people would find it boring. I don't find it boring because, you know, you pass these little farmhouses that are, you know, 2 miles from the road. And if it's at night, you might see a little flickering light on in one of the rooms.
Yes.
And I sit there and I think to myself, what is the story of that place? That's got to be a country song in the making.
Absolutely. And if you're lucky, your imagination runs wild, and you think, this is what the Indians saw.
Yeah.
This is that.
I mean, and I'm driving it. I'm driving it. They had to get on, you know, they had to have a horse and wagon to get across this thing.
Yes. And those canyons out in Dumas are absolutely gorgeous. If you like the Caladura Canyon, they're on that same ridge.
Well, I've seen the sign for them. I've not stopped to go look at them, but I need to make a trip out there. So
they're beautiful. Yeah. I mean, some people don't like canyons and stuff like that, but I think it's just gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, Carrie, thanks for enlightening me. And what company is that, real quick? That's doing all that? Is it a familiar company?
I didn't recognize the name.
Okay.
But I didn't.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A family of 12 in Yukon has been displaced after a fast-moving fire destroyed their home. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Israel says it has launched retaliatory airstrikes across large swaths of Iran, despite President Trump asking them not to.
The strikes, which reportedly hit several targets, including in the cities of Tehran and Isfahan, came early Monday local time after Iran fired missiles at Israel. Israel says all of those attacks were intercepted. President Trump had said earlier that he was going to call Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to ask the country not to retaliate. Iran has been demanding that Israel stop attacking Lebanon, where it's fighting Hezbollah, which is backed by Tehran. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Authorities in Newark, New Jersey say 6 more people were arrested during weekend protests outside the Delaney Hall Detention Center. Police say demonstrators blocked entrances and refused orders to disperse, creating safety concerns. Federal officials say most demonstrations remain peaceful, but condemn violence and property damage. About 90 arrests have been reported since the standoff began. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and fellow Democrat Nithya Raman are on track to compete in a November runoff for leadership in the city.
Bass has faced a tough challenge from Raman, a council member for LA's District 4, following criticism of Bass's first term in office. The pair defeated Republican reality TV star Spencer Pratt, among others. Bass moved on to the runoff just hours after the polls closed on June the 2nd. I'm Mark Mayfield.
In honor of the 250th anniversary of the United States, a commemorative passport will be released.
The new passport will feature President Trump's portrait inside as well as a gold signature. On the opposite page, there's a photo of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. The front cover will show United States of America in a large gold font at the top, and the back cover will feature the American flag with the number 250 encircled by stars. Travel and Leisure reports the State Department confirmed this special edition passport will only be available to in-person applicants in Washington, D.C. near July 4th. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over 1 million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A family of 12 in Yukon has been displaced after a fast-moving fire destroyed their home Thursday.
The Crabtree family escaped safely with help from their neighbors and relatives, but their teacup Chihuahua Tippy died in the blaze. Investigators believe the fire may have originated with a water heater explosion. An investigation into the fire continues. A War Acres man has been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison after a high-speed chase involving stolen vehicle allegations and illegally modified firearms. Federal prosecutors say 19-year-old Rovelt Daddy Price was found with two handguns equipped with machine gun conversion devices following an October 2025 pursuit. He pleaded guilty earlier this year and has been sentenced to 72 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. UConn Vice Mayor Jeff Wooten has resigned from the UConn City Council effective immediately, announcing his decision Saturday and thanking residents and city staff for the opportunity to serve. His resignation comes amid growing public criticism and recall discussions related to the city's handling of infrastructure costs tied to major industrial developments, including a proposed data center. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16, paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
There actually are some Democrat candidates for Congressional District 5. Want to know who they are? Coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds. I'm Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening. Otherwise, the night will be clear and humid with a low of 73 degrees. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny skies along with breezy and very warm weather, reaching a high of 93 degrees. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy, breezy, and humid with a low of 73 degrees. Looking ahead to Wednesday, anticipate partly sunny skies with winds gusting past 40 miles per hour and very warm temperatures, reaching a high of 91 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision-making, whether it's D.C. or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So a lot of conversation about Trump's pet peeve, wasting his time. And that's what happened when he appeared last on Meet the Press, which was yesterday morning. You can hear it in his voice, the point where he realizes this is a waste of my time.
Let's call it quits because I've had enough. Thank you, darling. Have a good
Mr.
time.
Mr. President, let's please. I traveled all the way to Wisconsin.
I've sat in the rain all the way to Wisconsin. On and off in the rain, and I've given you enough time. You ought to straighten out your press because you know what?
Mr. President,
a country can never be great with a dishonest press.
We traveled all the way to Wisconsin for this interview.
No, no. He didn't travel all the way to Wisconsin for this interview. You did. And then you didn't ask him anything relevant to his presidency today. You kept badgering him about things that happened 6 years ago. Now, I don't know the record of Kristen Welker. I don't know where she went to journalism school. I don't know any of that. I'm under the impression that most of the people at CBS, at least now, are under a pretty tight thumb. And they're under a pretty tight thumb because they've already been sued by Trump, and Trump won. And he's not even going to spend their money. He's going to take their money and he's going to use it for something anti-press is what he's going to do. So they don't want to get sued by him again. But I don't know if she was told to ask all those questions. Yeah, whatever you do, stay on January 6th, because that's what makes him look bad. Stay on January 6th. Because that's what she seemed to be focused on the entire time. And he spent most of the interview correcting her mischaracterizations of everything. So after a while, he's just like, you know what? I'm not going to get anywhere with this person. I'm moving on. And I don't blame him. There's a lot of times when I have to do that too. Okay, we got to move on. We got to move on because this is... And I'm not just talking about on the radio here. I'm talking about just in daily life. I'm like, okay, I've got to move on. I got other things I got to do. So, and he laid it out clear. Hey, I was very generous with you with my time. You, and he didn't say this, but you could hear it in the tone of his voice. You chose to use that time to badger me with stuff that is not even relevant anymore because it's not going on anymore. Are you going to continue to pursue January 6th weaponization fund, even though your attorney general? He said, yes, I support paying these people tax. But they've admitted. See, she was arguing with him. She wasn't interviewing him. She was arguing with him. He didn't sit down there to have an argument. He sat down to have an interview. And Trump gets it. Don't get me. Trump gets it. He knows how valuable his screen time is. And even though he hates the press, it's not that he's afraid of them. He will sit down with any of them at any time. This is a guy that turns a casual stroll to the men's room in Air Force One into a press conference. Because reporters see him and start asking him questions, and he starts answering them. If it's a bad question, he'll tell them, that's a terrible question, you're fake news, I'm not answering that question. End of story. It's like the corporate media repeatedly refuses to acknowledge how California, for allowing weeks to hand in ballots and ballot harvesting and non-citizen voting and taking weeks to count the votes. The media is not even willing to go, wow, that really opens the door for a lot of fraud. And she kept pushing the same questions. And when it became evident that she wasn't interested in any of Trump's policies and only wanted to recycle past agendas, they were trying to keep alive, and he saw it was a waste of time and got up and left. I've seen the same corporate media hacks cued by Biden handlers off camera. I wish I could find it and post it again on freedom969.com. Biden had been coached, and you can see the look on his face when he gets a question he wasn't coached on. And then you'll see the reporter look off camera. Because one of Biden's coaches is telling her, nope, nope, don't ask him that question. Don't ask him that question. But Trump is the one that got mad and got up and left. Trump is the one who refuses to answer questions. All he did was answer her questions. No other president has allowed the press into the cabinet meetings. Biden couldn't because he never had any. And he allows them in for hours of roundtable questions. He's not afraid to answer any question anytime. Kristen Welker kept asking questions that have been asked over and over and over again with the same answers. So if there's anything that Trump now resents, at least we've seen it, and that's wasted time. His time being wasted. I am Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. This is Freedom 96.9. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. UConn's vice mayor resigned. To read local media, it's because there is a recall petition circulating for him and the mayor. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I'm giving the guy the benefit of the doubt. But I have had people who live in UConn say, they're arguing a lot about the data centers, but the data centers are the least of UConn's problems, whatever that means. Edmund is now looking at restricting construction of data centers. I think that's a good idea. Let's make sure we know everything the data centers are going to affect before we start letting them move into the area. And that brought up a story of a huge data center going in Childress, Texas. And just getting it built is turning the little community upside down. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. 405-608-4377. L. Matthews at freedom969.com, my email address. And you can find me on Facebook and on X profiles. Two Democrat candidates are running for 5th Congressional District. Trey Martin and Jenna Nelson vying for the Democrat ticket and nomination in the January and June 16th primary for Oklahoma Democrats. They hope to flip the state's 5th Congressional District back to Democrat control. Martin, an iron worker and union president, and Nelson, an educator and former teacher of the year, have both focused their campaigns on addressing the pressures families in the district are facing. Martin said his decision to run stems from personal experiences, particularly the high cost of health care. Nelson, who entered the race early in 2025, has emphasized her grassroots approach, building support through small donations and community engagement. The former Teacher of the Year also brings recognition from her 2022 run for state superintendent, which wasn't successful. 405-608-4377. I don't know that there's anything at the state level, Mr. Martin, that can be done to lower health care costs, because most of our health care comes from the federal government. It comes from the federal government, and then the state hands it out as needed. And as far as Teacher of the Year is concerned, I'd like to know what Nelson thinks about the current state of education and what she plans to do to improve it as a congressman. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Hey.
My name is Tim in Perry.
Hello, Tim. Good to hear from you, sir.
You too, sir.
What's on your mind?
I was thinking about all this stuff. You know, everybody is talking about Trump's not doing anything, mm-hmm. about Iran, and he's willing to make a deal. I believe all that's true. However, you know, he doesn't show his left hand what his right hand is doing. So there could be a possibility that he may very well do what he wants, but the Iranians won't expect it. Does that make any sense?
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. That's the thing. That's what Trump is best at. Trump is best at zigging when you think he's going to zag.
Nobody can predict the guy.
No. I mean... I have seen his MO, and if you read his books, you see his MO, okay? Yeah. If he wants a particular building in a particular town, he'll go in and demand that he get to buy the whole block. And, of course, the town gets upset. Oh, well, you can't do that. No way. Blah, 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 blah. I tell you what, we'll talk about these three buildings. How about that? Okay, yeah, these three buildings are good. All right, I want all three of those buildings. Wait, no, you can't have all three. We need to negotiate. What about this building? Yeah, that's the one I wanted in the first place. Sure, deal. You know, that's the kind of thing he does. He freaks people out, and then he whittles them down. And everybody at the end of the day is like, wow, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Everything that Biden touched turned to ash.
Oh, it did. It did.
He makes it better one way or the other. And I don't think the American people realize he's doing us a huge favor, because we don't want a nuclear weapon nowhere in this country.
No. We don't want any of our adversaries to have a nuclear weapon. And and you know, he's achieving peace through commerce. There seems to be a few lone holdouts. Russia, China, but even China we're doing some trade with. Even Russia we're doing some trade with. And then there's Iran. We've not been doing any trade with Iran. And he could open up the markets to Iran, and Iran could become very wealthy. They've got to let go of their hate, and that's what they're willing to do. So, I mean, what do you do with a hate cult, a hate sex cult that has a messiah complex? What do you do with that?
The IRGC will continue to hate. They're, I believe, fed by Satan. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to tell you. I think the Iranian people are innocent. If they
They are. No, and my question, Tim, was hypothetical. What do you do with a hate sex cult that also has a messiah complex? The only thing you can do is kill them. because that's what they want. That's what they well, want either yeah. to die themselves or for Israel to die. That's all they want in this world.
And God's not going to let Israel die. I'll tell you that right now.
No,
but I'm not what we're supposed to do. Unblock the Strait of Hormuz, demine it, take things out. I'm not here to tell the president what to do, but, you know, all these things need done.
They do need done. And I think we're starting to see some movement now from Great Britain and France to come and help us at least demine the place. But there's still too much. There's still too much infrastructure in the Iranian government, the IRGC. That's what I'm seeing. You know, we were hoping that we could give the people of Iran a little nudge in the right direction by wiping out most of the hierarchy. It wasn't enough of a nudge. So I think we're going to have to give them another nudge.
I think we need 2 weeks of full bombardment, possibly.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean by a nudge.
Yeah, well, I yeah, and the Iranian people, I wish they could take back, but they're also afraid of being killed.
Oh, they are. And there was this backroom deal made with the Kurds that we armed, or Israel armed the Kurds in hopes that the Kurds would then share that armament with the people of Iran. Well, the Kurds didn't do it.
So, they kept it.
Yeah, so there's a possibility the Kurds are waiting for the government to implode, and then they will try to start a revolution and make it a Kurdish nation. I don't know.
Hope you're wrong.
I do too.
Well, thank you, Lee, so much for your time. I thought I'd get a few things out.
I'm glad you did, Tim. Glad you're listening in Perry to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. What does your dad want for Father's Day? Or if you are a dad, what do you want for Father's Day? I know a perfect gift would be a brand new Chevy or a brand new Jeep or a brand new Ram or a brand new Dodge. From Frontier Auto Group, family-oriented Frontier Auto Group, while others are succumbing to corporate policies that ignore you, they are still looking you in the eye and shaking your hand, and they're easy to find right here at El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66, their new roundabout there, and minutes from Oklahoma City or anywhere you are, 405-262-3355. The one dad is always want. Now, what you do is you get online, you find that very vehicle, you tell them that's the one you want, then bring dad down to the showroom at Frontier Auto Group in El Reno and take a test drive, then take it from there. FrontierMotor.net or 405-262-3355. Dad will never forget you for it. For Father's Day, perfect gift. Something from Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, FrontierMotor.net. Dad does not want a can of Simonized car wax, okay? Dad, for Father's Day, Dad does not want any kind of clothing for Father's Day, all right? Now, I'm not a dad, but if I were, I would want something, I would want a toy, something I can go use in a practical situation. And that's why H&H Shooting Sports should be the only place you go to get something for Dad. They've got the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus 9mm bundle. You know, they love doing these bundles because what with the gun, with the 9mm, you get three total mags because more shots is more better. And you may as well go ahead and put the Veridian optic on it because you're going to want to do that anyway at some point. Whole package, $479.99. The Henry Golden Boy 22 rifle, now just $589.99. Talk about fun. If you don't have a lever action in your collection, and you can take 20% off all stock Pro-Tec knives. Knives, rather. Or knife. Whatever. If you're buying one, buying two, hey, they're 20% off. You can buy more than one for Dad. At H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Father's Day is just around the corner, so this year skip the tie and get Dad what he really wants at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. H&H has the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus 9mm bundle. Three total mags, a Veridian optic included, and now on sale for $479.99. Henry's Golden Boy 22 rifle, now just $589.99. And take 20% off all in-stock Pro-Tec knives.
lives. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Just off I-40 and Meridian.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
Attention, candidates. Freedom 96.9 is Oklahoma City's only FM conservative news talk. And an excellent and efficient way to reach Oklahoma voters. Advertise for the June 16th primary. Get the vote out. Click on the Contact Us tab at freedom969.com.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Hey, it's Eric Erickson. I'm coming to Oklahoma City to be with you guys in Freedom 96.9, a free live event Thursday, June 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. at 405 Social on North May Avenue. Just a few days after Oklahoma's primaries have finished, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live, and we'll have a great time meeting you and answering your questions. Tickets are available starting June 9th at freedom969.com.
You had a bunch of dirty cops, and frankly, what they did was weaponization of our government.
But, sir, there's no evidence of that. More than 1,000
people. No, there's none. You know what you do? Try looking at the tapes one time.
Would you take it off the table?
Look at the tapes one time.
But 172 people did plead guilty to assaulting police officers.
You know why they pled guilty?
Should they be exempt?
Because they told they were going to jail for 15 years if they didn't.
And that's the truth. But the mainstream media refuses to admit it. There's no proof. Yes, there is. We've got it on video. We've got testimony. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. And by the way, they also refuse to acknowledge how backwards California's voting laws are. Non-citizens in key blue states were on the voter rolls for years, and some even voted in prior elections, according to documents obtained by public records requests. Both California and New Jersey. And the Republican National Committee requested over the voter rolls from 21 counties in those states and found multiple instances of non-citizens seeking naturalization, asking to be removed from the rolls, claiming they were unknowingly registered to vote. Most removed from the rolls, claiming they were, they were all registered as Democrats. Non-citizens cannot vote in state or federal elections, and the candidates for citizenship worried that being on the rolls would disqualify them. But they didn't take them off anyway. Representative Mikey Sherrill casted her ballot at a polling location inside Hillside Elementary School in Montclair, for the gubernatorial election. In official letters viewed by Fox News Digital from Atlantic City, Superintendent of Elections and Commissioner of Registration Maureen Bergdon certified the non-citizens came to her asking to be removed. Then why weren't they removed? Why are they still on there? Because they want them to be on there. Because they don't want to lose congressional representation. And the Democrats don't want to lose any power. And California is in the same state. And remember how they wanted to bring that form of election here? Look at that. On May 5th, technically the polls in California opened. And they closed June 2nd. And you still have 30 days to get your ballot in. After all that. And? I'm sorry. No. You had 30 days starting May 5th to get your ballot in. That deadline was June 2nd. They started counting on June 3rd. As of Friday, June 5th, they were only 60% finished counting. You know why? Because they don't pre-count. They wait for all the ballots to come in, then they start running. I guess they start running them through a scanner at that point, and they got to run them through one at a time. That's why Arizona takes so damn long. This is why mail-in voting is bad. Now, if you do it like Colorado does, it's a little better. I think you have 3 days to get your ballot in Colorado. In Colorado, the minute they get that ballot in, they scan it. Cha-ching, it's counted. But this nonsense of waiting till they're all in, why would you do that unless you want to see how the election's going so you can adversely or inversely affect the way it's going to come out? If you're a polling place worker. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. 405. So, and there's still a lot of questions about that, but we'll get into that later. House Oversight Committee says Waltz ignored the fraud. That coming up on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says the United States is close to reaching a nuclear agreement with Iran that would include eliminating the nation's highly enriched uranium stockpile.
If we make a deal, that now we're friendly, we'll all go together. It'll be our equipment. We'll take it out and destroy it, whether it's on site or whether we take it off site.
Trump told NBC's Meet the Press that if a deal cannot be reached, the U.S. would further degrade Iran militarily, while describing the ongoing negotiations as difficult but progressing. The Senate has formally received President Trump's nomination of Todd Blanche to serve as the Attorney General, beginning the confirmation process. Blanche has served as acting Attorney General for the past 2 months and will need a majority Senate vote to win confirmation.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 80 points, the S&P 500 rose 21 points, and the NASDAQ gained 220 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A family of 12 in Yukon has been displaced after a fast-moving fire destroyed their home Thursday. The Crabtree family escaped safely with help from their neighbors and relatives, but their teacup Chihuahua Tippy died in the blaze. Investigators believe the fire may have originated with a water heater explosion. An investigation into the fire continues. A War Acres man has been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison after a high-speed chase involving stolen vehicle allegations and illegally modified firearms. Federal prosecutors say 19-year-old Rovelt Daddy Price was found with two handguns equipped with machine gun conversion devices following an October 2025 pursuit. He pleaded guilty earlier this year and has been sentenced to 72 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Yukon Vice Mayor Jeff Wooten has resigned from the Yukon City Council effective immediately, announcing his decision Saturday and thanking residents and city staff for the opportunity to serve. His resignation comes amid growing public criticism and recall discussions related to the city's handling of infrastructure costs tied to major industrial developments, including a proposed data center. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance. U.S. Powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals. In my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
House Oversight Committee is out with their report on Minnesota fraud. And it's a big what did I tell you moment. Lee Matthews with more on that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening. Otherwise, the night will be clear and humid with a low of 73 degrees. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny skies along with breezy and very warm weather, reaching a high of 93 degrees. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy, breezy, and humid with a low of 73 degrees. Looking ahead to Wednesday, anticipate partly sunny skies with winds gusting past 40 miles per hour and very warm temperatures, reaching a high of 91 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
So we asked all the states to partner with us. It's time to have accountability. The red states, of course, did. And with that red state data, we found 200,000 dead people getting food stamps. We found 500,000 people that were getting more than one benefit. And y'all, this was in the red states. The blue states wouldn't give us the data. They're suing us. We're in massive litigation right now, looking to cut those funds off until they give us that data.
And that was Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins talking about the massive amounts of frauds that were found, of fraud that was found in Minnesota, not to mention other states. Lee Matthews in the drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And it's a big, juicy, what did I tell you? Democrat Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and State Attorney General Keith Ellison knew about the billions of dollars in benefit fraud much earlier than they led the public to believe, according to a stunning report that came out earlier today. Despite receiving repeated warnings about the swindle, Walz and his team repeatedly failed to act, costing taxpayers dearly. The GOP-led House Oversight Committee concluded in its 205-page report, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison are responsible for one of the most stunning oversight failures the committee has ever examined, said James Comer. Democrat Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and State Attorney General Keith Ellison knew of the billions of dollars in benefit fraud much earlier than they led the public to believe. Here's what irked me. Every time he was being asked about it by the committee, every time he was being asked, oh, gosh, we don't know if there's any, you know, it's an awfully big state, you know, and gosh darn, son of a buck, don't you know, it's going to take us a lot of time to go through all of that. But if there's any fraud there, we'll find it. Oh, gosh. You know, he's acting like he's the one that's being put upon. He's acting like he's almost incredulous that they're even asking him. I can't believe you're asking me a question like that. If there was fraud, we would have found it. Oh, gosh. You're the one committing it because you're overlooking it. Nobody has that kind of fraud going on in their state. And he even bragged about it when he was in the campaign for president. Or he was campaign for vice president. He bragged about it. Do you remember in the debates how he kept saying, we've turned around the child care situation in Minnesota so that everybody who needs child care has access to child care. We've increased the amount of child care facilities in Minnesota 92% because they're all fraudulent. That's what we know now. So that tells me he knew about it. And if you turn that kind of thing around in 92% in 1 year and you singularly didn't have anything to do with it, does that make you not want to say, oh, wait, maybe I need to look into this? No, they didn't look into it. Why? They either knew it was fraudulent or they didn't care. I'm betting they did know it was fraudulent and hope that because it's federal money coming into the state and then going away, nobody was going to check. The oversight panel found that as much as $9 billion. Do you realize that's $9 billion the United States figuratively printed and just let it go? What if we were to recoup that $9 billion? Do you know that that would almost settle out our trade deficit? That would balance our budget. The oversight panel found as much as $9 billion paid out to Minnesota's 14 Medicaid programs that went to fraudulent uses since 2018. That, according to First Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson. I told you this at the time. When these charges came down, I said, there's no way this amount of money is a mistake. Oh, I just wasn't paying attention. And if you're that incompetent, you don't need to be governor. And if the people underneath you are that incompetent, you don't need to be governor because you're not a good administrator. But we all know that anyway. This guy is the emptiest of empty suits. Oh, I just love going to hunt. I just love going shotgunning, hunting ducks. Wait, how do you load this confounded thing? Wait. Oh, I love shooting. I've been shooting since I was a kid. I can't. There. Finally got it to work. Did you see that video back when he was running for vice president? Sorry. Doing my Tim Walz impersonation makes my voice hurt. Walz and other Minnesota officials have rejected the claim, despite their testimonies and interviews with the panel, showing that they had a scant knowledge of internal allegations of fraud, some of which were brought forward by whistleblowers who later suffered retaliation. I bet they did. Minnesota Department of Human Services Commissioner Jody Hempstead, who served from 2019 until her resignation in 2025, told the oversight in February that she was not aware of any actions her agency took to combat fraud in that time. See, it was just a short couple months ago that this whole hearing was going on. Then, emails obtained by the House staffers revealed that she had been notified of it at least 62 times. There had been 62 investigations into where all this money was going and to the department's child care assistance program. She also acknowledged that there had been concerns raised about managers retaliating in general. That's why I didn't say anything. Including complaints against Chris Schmitter, Walz's chief of staff for 7 years, who left this past October, conveniently. Schmitter, in his own February sit-down with the Oversight Committee, said he couldn't recall receiving any emails about fraud or retaliation. I just didn't see them. I didn't know. I don't recall. And that he had only been made aware of the problems through news. I read them in the news like you did. Yeah. Now, this was the House Oversight Committee. All the House Oversight Committee can now do is give all the information they have to the Department of Justice and make a recommendation. The Department of Justice will then have to decide, do we press charges? Do we convene a grand jury? Because having knowledge of the fraud and actually committing the fraud are two different things. That's where I worry Waltz will get off. Because he's really good at, oh gosh darn, I just don't know what's going on here. He's like Hillary Clinton. He doesn't mind looking like a boob if it'll get him out of trouble. There are certain things our conscience will let us do and not let us do. And I know for sure, I can sit here and tell you right now, I would not want to sit in a courtroom and be made to look foolish on purpose just to get out of something. I would want to help in any way I could. In fact, the times I've been in court processes, that was my attitude. I want to help any way I can. I had to testify in a sexual harassment case at one place that I worked. And basically, all I had to testify was that we all had gone through what sexual harassment was and what it wasn't. And then I was asked if I personally witnessed any sexual harassment, and I said no. And the defense attorney or the charging attorney said, then why are you here? And I said, that's a good question. And the court bust out laughing. I think they ended up settling. And that was all they wanted to do in that particular case anyway. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted. It is discouraging when this ghastly amount of fraud. It's upsetting when we witness this ghastly amount of fraud gotten away with. Because none of it's going to be paid back. You know that. Unless there is some sort of lawsuit or some sort of criminal charges filed. And if criminal charges are filed, I don't even know that there would be jail. Waltz. It would be very easy for Waltz to say, well, I didn't know about it. My person below me knew about it, but I didn't know anything about it. Jody Hymn said he could easily. That was all Jody Hymn said. And then Jody Hymn said could come back and say, well, no, under oath. I went to him about it five times and he said, go ahead. In which case he would have been if that scenario does unfold, that's perjury, but it's just too early to tell at this point. It is ghastly, though. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Somewhere, somehow, somebody in that state government noticed how much money was going through their fingers and how easy it would be to defraud. But that's what happens when people start committing mail fraud and money laundering and all that, when they see how much money is going through their fingers and how easy it is for them to hide some of it or buy political favors for people. And that's what they were doing. They were buying the support of the Somali community by giving them free money to start daycare centers that didn't exist, giving them SNAP benefits. Not just for one family, but for five families living in one apartment that they didn't live in. Or SNAP benefits for three or four people in that family who had different addresses to make it look like they were living alone and eligible for SNAP benefits. More wasted money. Do you see why we conservatives get so frustrated at government charity? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What is worse? The Somali community being a little uncomfortable and motivated to get out there and get work, or the Somali community soaking up United States tax dollars and doing nothing in return? What is more upsetting to you? Now, to the liberals and the evangelical Lutherans who have brought all these Somalis into Minnesota, they would say, well, these people just don't understand the Western life, and they just need a helping hand before they can get themselves up. No, they don't. No, they don't. It isn't that they don't understand the Western way of life. They live in a culture of tribalism, and nothing matters beyond the 10 or 8 people they interact with in each daytime. And if you're not one of them, you're in the other tribe. And it's only natural that you would try to get everything you can for your tribe and reproduce within your tribe to make more people within your tribe. It's tribalism. They don't care. They don't care. I mean, in their home country, that's how they got ahead. You had to steal. They didn't look at it as stealing. They looked at it as getting something for their tribe. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. I'm sorry. I get so frustrated when I see my tax dollars wasted like that. Jonathan writes, Lee, Leslie Osborne, currently the Republican Labor Commissioner, formerly the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, wrote an op-ed that was published in the Oklahoman in support of SQ 832. First of all, Jonathan, I don't know whether to be impressed or horrified that you still read the Oklahoman. Going on, Jonathan writes, here is a quote from that piece. Here is what I learned chairing the House Appropriations Committee, where I was responsible for writing the state budget. When a person works full-time and still can't afford rent, groceries, and gas, they don't just disappear. They turn to public assistance like food stamps, Medicaid, and supportive housing to help fill the gap. And who pays for that public assistance? You do. We all do. Oklahoma taxpayers. So, Jonathan, I don't understand your point here. Yes, I understand that. That's what those services are for. But that doesn't mean we have to change minimum wage from $7.50 an hour to $15 an hour in 2 years. Maybe we do need to raise our minimum wage. I'm not against raising the minimum wage. I'm against State Question 832, which doesn't just raise the minimum wage. It permanently raises the minimum wage in graduations that are not conducive to the marketplace, to where we are paying people more than they're worth. Used to be, if you could write COBOL computer language, Quatram, Z Basic, you made triple digits easy. And you know how long that lasted? That lasted maybe 5 years, maybe 10. Because it got to the point where you no longer had to have that those kinds of computer language skills to make a computer work. So your skills, your ability to provide a service for your fellow man to be paid a very large wage to do so, significantly decreased in value. And you had a lot of computer engineers out of work. Personal family friend of mine was one of them. Sometimes, if you have a job that is of very little value to your fellow man, you are not going to be paid a lot of money to do that, which means you have to find a good or service that you can produce that will pay a wage that you can make a living at. That's not what the minimum wage is for. So, Jonathan, if that's what you're saying, that we need to raise the minimum wage because some people can work a full-time job and not have enough money to live off of, well, then they need to go find a job that pays them the type of money that they can live off of. 405-608-4377, Lee Matthews on the drive. Hi, you were on the air. What's your name?
Randall.
Randall in Slapout. Go ahead.
Yeah, COBOL is still widely used in business computers, even though it is a 70-year-old language.
I stand corrected. I am really, really impressed with myself that I remembered the name of that language.
Yeah. Fortran.
Fortran was the one I was trying to think of.
Yeah, that was one. I did a little of that 40-some years ago. I was going to say June 8, 1967, We had a USS Liberty ship in territorial waters during the Six-Day War.
Yeah.
And the Israeli Air Force and ships attacked it and killed 34 American sailors and wounded 171. And whenever the attack, it was a 75-minute attack. Mm-hmm. Whenever it started, they got a identification flag, one of those 8-foot by 12-foot flags. So
yeah.
you had to see it, and they kept doing it anyway. The top sailor of the Chief of Naval Operations was convinced that there was communication with headquarters, and they said, keep firing.
Wow.
And, I mean, it was just, anyway, it was called the USS Liberty incident. 1 NSA, 2 naval officers, and, 31 enlisted sailors killed and 171 wounded. But it went on for 75 minutes.
Wow.
So, anyway, they had nothing to do with any. They were just there monitoring it,
yeah.
Monitoring signals.
Well, Israel was a new nation, and I don't know that we had established the kind of communication with Israel that we do now.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah. I wonder if they thought we were helping, who was it, the Jordanians or the Egyptians?
Well, the Jordanians didn't go in. It was the Egyptians and the Syrians. But anyway, the Jordanians moved their armies up, but they didn't get involved.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were supplying them with weapons and Israel and stuff like that, which we always were. But anyway, it was just awful.
I remember reading about it. I should have remembered it because I remember the Six-Day War, but I didn't remember that incident until later, maybe in 8th or 9th grade. I read about it. I was like, oh, I don't remember that. So,
yeah. Well, the Chief of Naval Operations didn't accept their apology, and
yeah.
He said they knew after it started that this is an American ship, and
yeah.
it was not a warship. It, you know, it was just a signals. It was collecting signals,
yeah.
And it wasn't telling anybody any kind of location.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but we didn't have the communications we have now. Randall,
yeah, it's true.
Randall, right. Thanks a lot for the call from Slap Out, and I'm glad you're listening in to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Are you eligible for Medicare? Is your dad eligible for Medicare? If you aren't, hey, nothing would say I love you, Dad, for Father's Day than making sure he is set up and ready to go for Father's Day for Medicare. And you can do that with the help of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. So if it's you, born in 1961 or so, and getting these phone calls and emails, or if it's dad, make the phone call, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. It'll make life easy if you're new to Medicare, or if you're just one phone call to Well-Preserved Advisory Group, and Eunice or her son Patrick or one of her other associates will be there to help you all of the way in person. The team at Well-Preserved could put together a plan that'll work for you with their over 30 years experience. So call the team at Well-Preserved Advisory Group, whether it's for you or for Dad, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. The other guy has lots of DUIs, felony convictions, hasn't paid his property taxes, and even served prison sentences in Oklahoma and Kansas. Can you trust a felon with DUI? You can trust Larry Stein. Stick with Stein. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Why do we do vision correction? Why do I love what we do every single day? I get to help people see better than they ever have in their past.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
I had LASIK myself, one of the best decisions I ever made. It is the ability to just wake up and see. It's functional vision. It's not having to worry about the hassle of glasses and contacts, readers, bifocals. Nobody wants to get older. Nobody wants to not be able to see. Nobody loves blurry vision.
Well, it's absolutely changed my life to be able to just get out of bed and just start my day. I cannot recommend this enough. And my only regret is that I waited so long.
Well, people do love is being able to wake up, see, live their lives, go hunting, go fishing, go to the lakes, just enjoy life. And what's better than that?
If you want to see clearly without glasses, contacts, readers, or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee. And you are going to love what you see.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews wrapping things up for today. Got Joe Pags coming up next. Tomorrow, drive to work with my good friend Aaron Brillbeck. He will be featuring 2A Tuesday, Second Amendment Tuesday. A lot of good information for you there. And then I'll be back tomorrow at 4 for another edition of The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.